The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then send our congratulatory messages to our 12th and living Imam Al-Hujja, Ajalallahu Ta'ala, Farajahu Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, and to all of you as we gather on this beautiful evening to celebrate the greatest day in our entire calendar year, the celebration, the Eid of Ghadir. I do want to spend some time doing dhikr of this particular event. The Prophet begins to deliver a sermon. The Prophet was speaking, and then the Prophet says in a very beautiful way, أَلَسْتُ أَوْلَى بِكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Statement. Do I not have more authority over you than you do over yourselves? This is the command of Rasulullah, yeah? You know, when we want our Imam back, and inshallah Allah hastens his return, this is that level of authority the Imam will have over us, huh? That he will ask us, do I not have more authority over you? And we better be ready to say bala, but not like how some of these guys said bala. Yeah? But believe in that yes, O Imam, you do have more authority over us. Yeah? You tell me to do something, I don't have a right to question it. And so he asks the people, do I not have more authority over you than you do over yourselves? And the jawab was bala. Bala means of course. Yeah? When it's a question that is obvious, you don't say naam. You say, bala. Yeah, he said, yes, of course you have more authority over us. This is when the fourth statement that we must be familiar with. When the Prophet raises his hands of Ali, and he says, after I have already said that I have more authority over you than you do over yourselves, فَمَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَى فَهَذَا عَلِيٌّ مَوْلَى. And this is what the Prophet says. This is a statement that we should all know. فَمَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَى فَهَذَا عَلِيٌّ مَوْلَى. That whoever's Mawla I am, then Ali is also their Mawla. Yeah? And then we come with the fifth that we have to know. And this is the statement or the verse of completion. It comes in ayah, surah number 5, ayah number? Ahsantum, ayah number 3. Now it's a long verse. I don't want you to memorize the whole verse. If you can, mashallah. But in the beginning of the verse, Allah talks about food. Yeah, it's interesting. And then right in the middle, Allah places this. Right? And then he ends it by talking about food again. And this is why many people think that completion is because of food, you know? It wasn't because of food. As though as much as food is a completion for many of us, yeah? It wasn't over that, you know? I think Ali is this diamond, yeah? That you have to search for this diamond, yeah? You have to look for this diamond. You have to find this diamond. And this is what Allah does, yeah? If Allah wanted, He says clearly, I could have made everyone believe. Then where is the value of that belief? Yeah, this is the same applies for us. That yes, we have grown up in a house of Shia. Yeah, but we have to re-find Ali ibn Abi Talib. Yeah, we have to re-find this wilaya. And so the verse is, and it's the verse that you all should know, we should know. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islama dina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, today I have completed this, I have perfected kamal, akmaltu lakum dina, I have perfected this religion for you. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, and I have completed my favors upon you. Wa raditu lakum al-islama Dina, and I am pleased to call this religion of Islam for you. These are five statements, five verses and hadith together that I urge you, inshallah, as the Shia of Ali, be familiar with it. And this defines for us or tells for us the story of what happened that day in a very quick version. Yeah, because the sermon of the prophet alone was over 3 hours on that day. We just give the cliff notes of the version. Yeah, we just give the statements because we know our attention span is sometimes small. Yeah, but the prophet made it very clear. And this is what I want to talk about to you. That the event of Ghadir is significant in many levels. Yeah, the event of Ghadir is significant for us in many ways. You know, number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly emphasizes and makes it known that this religion has been completed and perfected. That He says, "Yeah, al-yawma akmaltu lakum," I have completed my favors upon you, I have perfected this religion for you. And so there is a responsibility that is associated with that. And you know, the primary responsibility that you and I have is to display extreme gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Extreme gratitude. My brothers and sisters, you know, like I can't imagine a life without Ali, can you? No. Can you imagine a life without Karbala? No. These are gifts God has given us. Gifts, yeah? Be grateful for them, yeah? Be grateful for them, right? Isn't we all know this famous hadith, and I'm paraphrasing, where a man comes to our sixth Imam, As-Sadiq alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. And he complained to the Imam, because we all have mushkil, we all have problems. And he said, "Look, I'm going through poverty, I'm going through this problem, that problem." And the Imam listened to him. And the Imam says, "You know, you're richer than you think." And he says, "But I'm not." Yeah, like, seriously, I'm not. And the Imam alayhi salam says, "What if I gave you X amount of dollars to leave our wilaya? Would you leave it?" And he says, "I wouldn't." He says, "If a man would abandon this amount of money, how can that person ever claim to be poor?" Yeah? We are rich with wilaya. Yeah? We have this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this blessing requires gratefulness. Yeah? So please, whenever you have this opportunity, go to sajda, say thank you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this wilaya. That's the first responsibility. The second is, the event of Ghadir shows us and tells us the importance of imamat and wilayat in Islam. Yeah? That the religion of Islam was tied with a bow through the proclamation of the wilayat of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Yeah? This is how important it is. Yeah? Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. And therefore it's important for us to constantly renew our allegiance to the Imam of our time. Because life without him is unsuccessful. It's unsuccessful. It doesn't matter how materially successful you and I become. But without the Imam's role in that life lacks value because it needs the Imam in that. Yeah? The belief in the Imam, the need of the Imam, the want of the Imam, the requirement of the Imam. This is what Ghadir teaches us, the importance of the position of imamat and wilayat. And so we need to renew our allegiance at all times. Number three, you know, the event of Ghadir shows us the path of success. Huh? You know? Winners have been declared, yeah? Losers have been declared, right? Now declared meaning what? Like, it's been shown to us, yeah? When the Prophet raised the hand of Ali, and after he's proclaimed him to be his Mawla, he said something, right? He says, "Allahumma wali man wala, wa adi man ada." Oh Allah, be loyal to those who are loyal to Ali. Yeah, and be enemies to those who are enemies of Ali. Yani, there are two sides, yeah? Two sides, yeah? And so the partition has been shown to us, right? The areas have been shown to us. It's up to us to decide and ensure that that which we feel in our hearts is manifested in action. Yeah? And that is how we get on the side of Ali. We don't get on the side of Ali by merely proclaiming that we are Ali. That we are like Haydar. We have to live the life of Haydar. Yeah? We have to be like Ali. And so this is the third responsibility that we have. But you know, this event, it's kind of cool, right? Like this event also teaches us, you know, and I think this comes from the perspective of reflection. When you reflect on this event alone, there's no doubt that one of the outcomes that we get from it is in regards to the amazing personality of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Yeah, the amazing personality of Ali. Because what does this event do, right? What does Ghadir do? Ghadir talks about the perfection of Islam. Ghadir talks about the completion of favors upon Muslims. Ghadir talks about the importance of wilaya. Ghadir shows us the path of success. All of these things are only possible when the person given the responsibility to carry them out has the ability to carry them out. Yeah? That Allah would not give that responsibility to just anyone because of the importance of that responsibility. Through that we understand the maqam of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala wa ali Muhammad. This is who Ali was. Ali was Ali. Ali was Ali, man. There was not someone like him besides Rasulullah. There's no one like him besides Rasulullah. Yeah? Ali was Ali. Ali's faith was such that what does the Prophet say about him in Khandaq? Barazal iman kullu. Subhanallah. Yeah? That the one who has complete faith has come out today. The Prophet says that about Ali. Yeah, this is who Ali was. Ali had that level of kindness that when he would see orphans and widows, his heart would break. Yeah, Ali had that level of bravery where he volunteered to sleep. We know the merits of Ali. Yeah, but that is who Ali was. And the event of Ghadir teaches us the maqam of Ali from the perspective of God, that I consider Ali worthy to hold this position.
قد أتى وحي المحبة والسلام يشدو بلحن الحب في روض الغرام بشرى لكل خلق في يوم غدير من كنت مولاه فما أولاه أمير
يا مولاي علي يا مولاي